car you want at the price you want. You know what Nissan is here for you at the Nissan Summer Sales Event.
All right, so this is day four since the Robotaxi launch, and I'm headed over to South Congress Hotel here in Austin, Texas. I'm going to be meeting Emmett Peppers. For those who don't know, he's been a frequent guest on my channel. He's flown into town this morning to take some Robotaxi rides with me, so we're going to have a fun time and hear his first experience and his reactions. He's had a chance to watch a lot of the videos, but this is going to be his first time in person, so it should be fun. We're approaching our drop-off spot. Hey, man, I'm filming.
Dave, how are you, man?
Smile, man.
Good to see you.
Excited about Robotaxi?
Yeah, I'm very excited, yeah.
Awesome.
I'm ready to test it out with you and see what happens. I didn't get the app approved in my phone, but luckily I have you to help show me the way.
I'll take you around. We'll go over it. All right, so I just showed Emmett the app, and we called the Robotaxi. It's coming in about 10 minutes or so. So curious, Emmett, what are you looking forward to? Like, what do you want to test?
I'm just looking forward to getting in the car and driving it and letting it drive us and just experiencing it, because it seems so amazing on the videos I'm watching. You know, it reminds me of watching the first full self-driving early access users, and I was just chomping at the bit to get it myself. And it was just fun watching it. And now I'm like watching all these videos of other people riding these robo-taxis. I'm like, oh, it's so cool and I want to try it. So I'm down here in Austin. You're gracious enough to let me tag along with you on your app. I couldn't get the app approved on my account yet, but I'm happy to be riding around with you for the next day or two and test it out.
Yeah, I mean, right before I hit the record button, Emmett was asking about expansion, how fast could Tesla expand? And I was like telling Emmett, I think you should try it out first, you know, like a day or two, and then you have better insight on the expansion, because it's all about, I think, risks and benefits. Like Tesla's accidents, like there's going to be accidents. I think I was reading Waymo has had like over 500 accidents. I think it's almost 700. And they just don't get a lot of publicity, but every accident from a Tesla Robotaxi is gonna be plastered everywhere. And so Tesla has to think about, like, you know, as they expand, there's gonna be accidents. You know, I think Waymo's had over 100 accidents already this year.
Yeah.
Even though most of it isn't even their fault.
Yeah, yeah. I'm excited. I'm going to try to be skeptical because I'm going in with a bias of excitement, but I'm going to try to be as skeptical as I can and be like, try to, you know, poo-poo my expectations and see what happens.
Yeah. All right, sounds good.
All right. Oh, we got to find it though, like the Pokemon. You got to find it until they figure out how to pick you up right where you are. But I'm excited.
Robotaxi right here.
It's right there. It's not that far. It's only like 50 feet. You know, people make a big deal about it, but in this case, it's not a big deal at all. This is where an Uber would, or taxi, you know, someone might pick you up if you're a friend's picking you up too.
All right, here's Emmett's first Robotaxi ride.
Okay, just go in here. There we go. Hello.
Hi, how are we doing?
Okay.
Oh,
we gotta press this button.
Yeah, press the button.
Barley bean coffee. Okay, here we go.
Let's do it.
Boom.
Okay.
Arrive in 11 minutes.
We're off.
Oh, these people. Let's seize the people. Cool. There we go. Okay. This feels backwards because it feels like there should be someone driving, but we're not in the UK or something. It's just the steering wheel's moving by itself.
Yeah.
Pretty soon they'll have these without a steering wheel. That'll be really nuts. Cyber cab.
Exactly. Yeah, I was thinking, you know, there seems like they're testing production of like the cyber cab castings, but then in order to make it without a steering wheel, like they might need NHTSA approval or something.
We should call this series Driving with Dave.
Actually, I've been doing, in my videos, I just kind of like talk to myself.
Well, you gotta have someone like me in there. We can make
and
it a little fun.
I answer like my own questions and.
Yeah, I've watched a couple. I like it. I like how you like navigate yourself through the thing down here. Like you're like, okay, and this does that.
Exactly.
So you're basically thinking out loud, which is good.
Yeah, yeah. But with CyberCab, I was thinking they have a couple of choices. One is they get NHTSA approval. And okay. I think there's actually a approval. It's like a small production number approval for like kind of these more innovative vehicles. So I think they could produce a couple thousand under that exception.
Okay. Once they show the data, I mean, we can probably do back of the napkin math with how many cars they have, how many miles they're getting a day right now, and how long that takes to get, you know, X thousand miles of data or yeah. X tens of thousands of miles of data. Because once they have enough data, I think that should just be like the mathematical proof, you know, like, hey,
yeah,
it's safer. Make as many as we can. And the more we make, the more lives we're saving. That's what it's all about, end of the day, right? It's yeah. like, that's what argument should win over anything else, is how many lives you're saving.
Yeah. All right, Emmett, so what's your first initial impressions for just the first two, three
I forgot,
minutes?
I forgot we're in a robotaxi, to be honest. I totally forgot. I guess that's good. I'm trying to be skeptical. I'm trying to look for something that's going to freak me out. But
yeah.
so far, it's kind of boring. We're just like, it's kind of exciting to know I'm finally in one. And I guess boring is good in this case. I mean, it's not like a roller coaster ride. It shouldn't be. I guess I was like getting ready for something exciting to happen.
Yeah.
Oh, let's see what happens here with this Jeep. I mean, I can't see how. That was easy. That was easy sauce.
Yeah.
Level one obstacle. I always make gamify things with my kids. I'm like, that's a level one or level three. And they're like, what does it go up to? I'll make it up. Five is the hardest. And they're like, throw me a level five. And I have to make sure they can't catch the ball or whatever. Sorry, let's make these obstacles. Name them level one through five. That was level one. Okay. All right. Okay, left lane. I, when you look on that little map, by the way, that you showed me earlier, it looks like a tiny area, but yeah. in reality, it's actually like pretty big. Like, this is a big area we're driving through, like several miles.
Yeah, I thought it would be a smaller area and Tesla would have to like map out, or not map out, but test every intersection, you know, beforehand.
Yeah.
But I don't think they did that. I think it's...
That was actually, like their factory testing, just yeah. going across the road of the factory. So it's very impressive that they opened up with this bigger area right off the bat, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it seems small when you look at that picture, but it's actually pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a, I mean, I would, what do you think? That's like half the size of Manhattan? I have no idea. I'm trying to fit it into Manhattan. We'll have to measure it, but it's a pretty decent size now that we've been driving in it for a few miles.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, we're coming up to our destination.
Okay. I mean, it feels like someone's driving us around, even though it's just the robot. It's kind of surreal when you think, there doesn't need to be a monitor in here, and this thing's just driving us from point A to point B.
There it is, the coffee shop.
All right.
Barley Bean.
All right, as if I don't have enough energy already, we're going to get some coffee here. Cool. Let's see how it parks. This is the weird part. There.
Yeah.
That's it, right? That's good.
Yeah.
Cool. All right. Let's see this thing pull away. I want to see where it's going to go next. Or something, like a diary.
Yeah, there it goes.
Decaf half caffeinated or not really?
After your first ride, what are your thoughts so far?
It doesn't feel like I took my first ride. I mean, I'm trying to think back and there was no one driving it. You know, it's so strange because it felt like someone was driving it. Especially with the monitor in the front, it feels like someone's driving it, like subconsciously when you don't think about it. It feels like you're just like in another part of the world where they drive on the right side, you know, but then you think about it and actually they're not driving it. They're just sitting there and it's just kind of bizarre that like, you don't even realize it. Like so quickly you forget like that there's no one driving. It just felt like kind of boring and uneventful. We were hoping to get some kind of crazy near accident or near miss. They'd be like, look, oh, robotaxi almost hit that, but it swerved out. That's what I was hoping for, some kind of superhuman safety maneuver, but there was nothing too strange. There's like a couple of you know, low-level obstacles that easily navigate like a human would, but nothing serious. And it was kind of a long ride, right? I mean, it was like 10, 15-minute ride with lots of turns, and I mean, it's kind of like hard to remember that you're in a robotaxi, right? Is that how you felt the first few times? I mean, right now it's probably so boring to you, right?
No, the first day I was just excited. It was just a blur, you know? It was like robotaxi.
Yeah, that's how I feel going into it. And then when we got out, I like chased it and watched it leave, bye-bye robotaxi, as it left us, you know, down the street, just to see it drive off autonomously.
Yeah.
But, you know, I guess it's just, you get used to it quickly and it's just the norm. Right.
Yeah, I would say so. All right, guys, we have our second robotaxi.
Wow. Dave on it too.
Yeah.
Let's see. Beach buggy. Oh, they like Vampire Survivors. They like that game. Yeah. Oh, they'll be psyched to be able to play these games in here. Especially, you know what they just need though? Is they need the wireless controllers right here that just work. You know, you just pick it up and start playing. Yeah. That'll make it way better once they have that, especially for kids. They're going to love this. Kids are going to love it when you can do that. It's like, oh, let's go to the robot arcade, Mom. Have it pick us up so we can play games. I'll climb it here. Oh, can you mess with the climate more from here?